Nehemiah chapter 9. And on the 24th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting, and with sackcloths, and earth upon them, and the seed of Israel separated themselves from all foreigners, and stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. And they stood up in their place, and read in the book of the law of Jehovah their God a fourth part of the day, and a fourth part they confessed and worshipped Jehovah their God. Then stood up upon the platform of the Levites Jeshua and Bani, Kadmiel, Shebaniah, Bunni, Sherebiah, Bani, Chenani, and cried with a loud voice to Jehovah their God. And the Levites, Jeshua and Kadmiel, Bani, Hashabniah, Sherebiah, Hodijah, Shebaniah, Pethiah, said, "Stand up, bless Jehovah your God from eternity to eternity, and let men bless the name of thy glory, which is exalted above all blessing and praise. Thou art the same, thou alone, Jehovah, who hast made the heaven of heavens, and all their host, the earth and all that is therein, the seas and all that is therein, and thou quickenest them all, and the host of heaven worshipeth thee. Thou art the same, Jehovah Elohim, who didst choose Abram, and broughtest him forth out of Ur of the Chaldees, and gavest him the name of Abraham, and foundest his heart faithful before thee, and madest covenant with him to give the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Jebusites, and the Girgashites, to give it to his seed. And thou hast performed thy words, for thou art righteous. And thou sawest the affliction of our fathers in Egypt, and heardest their cry by the Red Sea, and didst show signs and wonders upon Pharaoh, and upon all his servants, and upon all the people of his land, for thou knewest that they dealt proudly against them, and thou didst make thee a name as it is this day. And thou didst divide the sea before them, and they went through the midst of the sea on dry ground. And their pursuers thou threwest into the depths, as a stone into the mighty waters. And thou leddest them in the day by a pillar of cloud, and in the night by a pillar of fire, to give them light in the way wherein they should go. And thou camest down on Mount Sinai, and didst speak with them from the heavens, and gavest them right judgments and true laws, good statutes and commandments. And thou madest known unto them thy holy Sabbath, and prescribedst for them commandments and statutes and a law through Moses thy servant. And thou gavest them bread from the heavens for their hunger, and broughtest forth water for them out of the rock for their thirst, and didst say to them that they should go in to possess the land which thou hadst sworn to give to them. But they, our fathers, dealt proudly, and hardened their neck, and hearkened not to thy commandments, and refused to obey, neither were they mindful of thy wonders which thou hadst done among them, but hardened their neck, and in their rebellion made a captain to return to their bondage. But thou art a God ready to forgive, gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great loving kindness, and thou forsookest them not. Yea, when they had made them a molten calf, and said, "This is thy God which brought thee up out of Egypt," and they had wrought great provocation, yet thou in thy manifold mercies forsookest them not in the wilderness. The pillar of the cloud departed not from over them by day to lead them on the way, neither the pillar of fire by night to show them light and the way wherein they should go. Thou gavest also thy good spirit to instruct them, and withheldest not thy manna from their mouth, and gavest them water for their thirst. Yea, 40 years didst thou sustain them in the wilderness. They lacked nothing, their clothes grew not old, and their feet swelled not. And thou gavest them kingdoms and peoples, and didst divide them by countries, and they possessed the land of Sihon, as well as the land of the king of Heshbon, as the land of Og, the king of Bashan. And their children thou didst multiply as the stars of heaven, and thou broughtest them into the land concerning which thou didst say to their fathers that they should go in to possess it. And the children went in, and possessed the land, and thou subduedst before them the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, and gavest them into their hands, both their kings and the peoples of the land, that they might do with them as they would. And they took strong cities and a fat land, and possessed houses full of all good things, wells digged, vineyards and olive gardens, and fruit trees in abundance. And they did eat and were filled, and became fat, and delighted themselves in thy great goodness. But they were disobedient, and rebelled against thee, and cast thy law behind their backs, and slew thy prophets who testified against them to turn them to thee, and they wrought great provocations. And thou gavest them into the hand of their oppressors, and they oppressed them. And in the time of their distress, when they cried unto thee, thou heardest them from the heavens, and according to thy manifold mercies thou gavest them saviors, who saved them out of the hand of their oppressors. But when they had rest, they did evil again before thee, and thou didst leave them in the hand of their enemies, and they had dominion over them. And again they cried unto thee, and thou heardest them from the heavens, and many times didst thou deliver them according to thy mercies. And thou testifiedst against them, that thou mightest bring them again unto thy law. But they dealt proudly, and hearkened not unto thy commandments, but sinned against thine ordinances, which if a man do, he shall live in them. And they withdrew the shoulder, and hardened their neck, and would not hear. And many years didst thou forbear with them, and testifiedst against them by thy Spirit through thy prophets, but they would not give ear. And thou gavest them into the hand of the peoples of the lands. Nevertheless, for thy manifold mercy's sake, thou didst not make a full end of them, nor forsake them, for thou art a gracious and merciful God. And now, our God, the great, the mighty, and the terrible God, who keepest covenant and loving kindness, let not all the trouble seem little before thee that hath come upon us and on our kings and our princes and on our priests and on our prophets and on our fathers and on all thy people since the days of the kings of Assyria unto this day. But thou art just in all that is come upon us, for thou hast acted according to truth, and we have done wickedly. And our kings, our princes, our priests, and our fathers have not performed thy law, nor hearkened unto thy commandments and thy testimonies, wherewith thou didst testify against them. And they have not served thee in their kingdom, and in thy great goodness that thou gavest them, and in the large and fat land that thou didst set before them, neither turned they from their wicked works. Behold, we are servants this day. And the land that thou gavest unto our fathers to eat the fruit thereof and the good thereof, behold, we are bondmen in it. And it yieldeth much increase unto the kings whom thou hast set over us because of our sins. And they have dominion over our bodies and over our cattle at their pleasure, and we are in great distress. And because of all this, we make a sure covenant and write it, and our princes, our Levites, and our priests are at the sealing.